Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future for your employees with Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more.
Now, listeners, I hope you'll enjoy this next conversation, because since it emerged this week that Robert De Niro has just become a father again at the age of 79, it seems everyone has a view on it. Here are a few of the headlines. Wait till I read them to you. It generated that story. Rise of the Zimmer Dads. The benefits of being an older dad. Are old dads selfish? Well, we thought we'd get the view of a regular Drive Time contributor who's more qualified than most to comment, and a gentleman at that. Alex Kane is a unionist commentator who became a new dad again 6 years ago, age 62. Alex Kane, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you very much.
Yourself and Robert De Niro, eh?
Well,
good company, Alex.
I'm a mere spring compared to him. He's 79.
Exactly.
So.
Exactly. Come here to me. I know you've written about being an older dad before. What kind of things, Alex, have people said to you?
Well, I suppose first thing to remember, I was adopted when I was six, and my adoptive parents were both middle aged. My mother was 43 and my father was 55. So I grew up against that background. I didn't understand the concept of young parents. I understood the concept of two parents irrespective of age who just loved me and saved me from the misery of an orphanage and so on. But yes, particularly with my Lila was born when I was 54, and you always got the old nonsense, oh, there's life in the old dog yet and so on. There's some great triumph, you know, the man is a struggle to create life. But there was also the fact when, by the time Indy was, I was 62 when he was born, and you did get people saying, are you sure, is that not a bit old? You know, you're not a bit worried that, you know, you'll pop your socks and the poor way, you know, both of them will be left, you know, almost like orphans again when they're still quite young. But, you know, if you live your life on that basis, if you live your life on thinking, well, you can only be a parent when you're young, and there's a certain age when you won't be able to look after them, or you'll forget who they are, you won't be able to recognize them in the street and so on. Nobody would ever do anything in life. You know, my partner and I had long chats about it, and we decided I'm fit, I'm healthy. And also what I always bear in mind, one of my oldest friends who died 2 days in an accident 2 days after his twins were born. And I've known other people, dads, young mothers, who died of cancer and other accidents and so on. So this notion, just simply because you are old, you cannot still be a good parent, is actually just, it's fatuous.
And tragedies like that really make you appreciate every single day. And you're right, you can't count on anything in life. Tell me this, though. What are the benefits, as you see them, of being an older dad?
Well, do you know something? This may sound strange. If I hadn't been an older dad, I wouldn't have learned to swim. I wouldn't have learned to ski. I wouldn't have got into video games and computer games and so on, because I would have become an old person simply because I wasn't surrounded by young people. And they are brilliant, you know, for someone like me. I sometimes hear parents, I have friends who are grandparents who will tell you the same thing. It's like a regeneration, a rebooting of their lives, because children are wonderful. Just the very fact they exist is wonderful, but they keep you on your toes. They make you. One of the great passions I had in life growing up was because of where we lived. I climbed trees. I still climb trees. And I have a 13-year-old and a 5-year-old at the bottom of the tree. Said, Daddy, please stop. Stop at that point. Do not go any further. And I go, come on, come on. You will. And because we inspire each other. I climb trees. I relive you know, memories I had because of that. And because of me watching someone like me do it, they think, well, if that silly old fool can do it, we can do it too. And there's so much we learn from each other. And the other great thing is being an older dad, particularly now, because I'm in my late 60s, I have time with them. I've spoken to so many people I know who, you know, who are young dads and who barely know their children, love them but barely know them. I took Lila to school, I took Indy to school, I picked them up. You get that wonderful download. Everything that's happened in their day, they will tell you as soon as they bring them home to the house, and the mom will say to them a few hours later, how'd your day go? You get a shrug of the shoulders. You get, because they've already done that. And I love being the downloader. I love getting everything first time because it just cheers me up enormously.
And so did you step back from work then, Alex, when you had the two children?
Well, I did. Well, Lila, when Lila came along, because we'd had four miscarriages along the way. And I remember just saying, look, if we get one out safely, I'm going to spend time. I'm going to make the effort to spend time. Okay. So when Lila came along, I became a freelance. I was working full time for the Old Students Party at the time. I was director of communications, and I decided I could make a living freelance because I wanted to spend time with them.
Okay. Okay. So you're very inspiring, right? Talking about climbing trees and all that and all the energy they have. And that's brilliant. But I mean, I had my first child at 34 and my second at 38. And I found even those 4 years, I was exhausted, like with the second child, like completely exhausted. I found a completely different experience as an older mom at 38. So were you not tired? Like, where's the tiredness? I don't hear any talk about tiredness.
Well, the odd thing is, my average sleeping time is 5.5 hours, and it always has been. You know, since I was a boy, I don't seem to need much sleep. Occasionally, I get mentally tired sometimes, particularly if it's been a long working day as well, and just writing and doing interviews and so on. But luckily, and you know, it's a blessed thing, I don't often get physically tired. And particularly with the youngsters, you know, when they were small, that 3-4 age, I was awake before they were awake. It wasn't a case they were waking me. Maybe, you know, when they were both very young, a few months old, you know, demanding milk at very, just being inconsiderate and demanding milk, you know, at a certain time, 2:30, or, you know, they were never consistent in when they demanded it. It was very irresponsible of them. But it wasn't an issue or an effort for me to work. And I think that's what helps as well about being the older dad. It's the fact that if the parents are able to work together, I mean, because my body clock was different from my partner's body clock, so it didn't matter so much, because I would be awake. I could take them downstairs.
And you have a wider perspective on things as well. You appreciate the small things, I suppose. I have to get this story off you, Alex, because I know you wrote about it previously. You're a fantastic dad in the sense that you sing your children to sleep. Bring me sunshine. Is that it? Every night?
Oh,
no.
This is Lila. And we had a song for both of them, but Lila's was Bring Me Sunshine, because I love Morecambe
and Wise. And a group of friends, I was sitting in a bar one Sunday evening
with some friends when Kerry Fulton said, Lila will not go to sleep until, you know, you. So I said, give me the phone. And I started singing, Bring Me Sunshine. And then the three who were with me, they started saying, Bring In Your Smile. Then I suddenly realised the whole pub was singing. The trouble is, unfortunately, I think there's so much noise that I keep woke Lila up rather than sent her to sleep. But it's just that great thing. And childhood, you know, having children, I don't think it's about being an older dad. I think some dads, even young dads, need to sometimes remember, celebrate your kids. Don't be worried. You can't, you know, kids don't get embarrassed in that sense. You know, if it's part of their normal life to see you relaxing with them, to see you singing with them, to see you jumping walls and climbing trees, I think that it creates bonds. I think sometimes the younger parents, I'm not criticizing, sometimes younger parents are almost, they're so busy, you know, measuring the kids against other kids instead of just enjoying them as they are.
You're 100% right. And you know what? You're not just a dad, as you described it earlier. You're also an inspirational dad. Mm. I'm going home tonight. Oh, and get out of bed. We're climbing a tree. That's my homework for tonight. Alex Kane.
I thought you were going to say you were going home to make another baby. I was so inspired. But get the ones.
Well, now that you say it, Alex.
God.
Alex Kane, before you get me into trouble, stop. Bye bye.
All right, take care.